is the most recent article, I mean, most recent edition of Networking Times magazine. Some of you on this call are subscribing to that magazine. Other you have not. It happens to be a magazine that is my, it's my profession today. I'm a professional in the direct sales industry. I know we've tweaked that a little bit, and some of us don't call us networkers anymore. We're now M5M social entrepreneurs. But whatever you call it, this magazine still gives me a lot of insight, a lot of ideas, and has a lot of value to it. And so, yes, I subscribe on a monthly basis. And this one that came out just last week, which is the November-December edition, was entitled Social Entrepreneurship. So I thought, well, wow, that might be a really cool, edition. So as I started going through it, I found two articles that specifically jumped out at me. One of them was the one from about Sir Richard Branson. Some of you might recognize his name, so I'm going to talk about his article first, looking at a corporate perspective. But the other article was a 10-page article entitled, what is it? Oh, my gosh. Now I don't even remember off the top of my head. Look at me. It's Giving Changes Everything. And I started saying to myself, Giving Changes Everything. And, of course, there's a big picture of none other than Sam Castor on the front cover of that article. So I want to go through that today as well. And most of it, I know the story, but I want to go through, looking at that article and then how to use some of this in you doing your business, right? Because that's what's important. How do we take this? We can all get excited about it, but how are we going to take it to the next level? So let's first jump in and talk about the article about Sir Richard Branson. It's called Do Good, Have Fun, and Money Will Come. And his article was really special, too, because the byline to his article was Sir Richard Branson, Screw Business as Usual. And, a lot of you might be familiar with Sir Richard Branson. Obviously, he's from the UK, and he's a guy that just really has been, an extraordinaire entrepreneur in his lifetime. And he's always gone against the grain in everything that he's done. And I think that's the name of one of his books. He has a best-selling book today. It's called Screw Business as Usual. So you might consider looking that up and getting his book. But he was interviewed by the team at Network Marketing Times. And so I just am putting together in this outline some of the information that he gave in that article. He was a story, just to give you background on him, at age 16, which means he's 63 today. He started a business called Student, and so he was already an entrepreneur at early age. By 1970, 4 years later, he set up a mail order business. By 1972, which means he was 22 years old, he opened a chain of record stores known as Virgin Mega Stores. And 28 years later, he had over 200 companies around the Virgin brand. And a lot of you have heard of Virgin Air. You've heard a lot of Virgin Records, music labels. I mean, he just has a zillion ones. I think he's also involved in the buying a ticket so you can take a rocket ship to the moon. All sorts of moon ventures for individuals. He really is out there. He does a lot of things very differently. He actually also bought an island. He owns an island in the Caribbean called Necker Island. And one of the things that he did, one of his social causes that he took on, he wanted to save the lemurs, because lemurs were going, their population was dropping dramatically. So he set up a whole facility on his island, Necker Island, to bring back the lemur population. And there's some cute pictures of these lemurs climbing all over the caretakers that are in the Network Marketing Times magazine as well. But in 2008, I mean, he got this idea. Of course, he has always kind of had this social consciousness, but he really brought it forth in a huge way over the last 10 years. In 2008, he founded Virgin Unite, which is an independent charitable arm of the entire Virgin Group. And he made the comment that he dedicated it to making sustainable change through economic development towards tough social and environmental issues. And I highlight that for everybody, because what you're going to find when you read a lot about social entrepreneurship and all the things that are happening, one of the big clinch words is sustainable. And that's, you've heard it from Sam numerous times, because what was one of the reasons why he shifted away from Manna Relief as a charitable organization? It still exists as a charitable organization, 501c3, right? But the problem with Manna Relief was it wasn't sustainable, because the minute they had a bad economy, 2008, the floor dropped out. He lost some of his major contributors, and he was watching the kids who used to get these foodstuffs no longer be able to get them. So it wasn't a sustainable model. So the idea is, how do you make, how do you create something that's sustainable, a sustainable change, and work in, on environmental and social issues? And Sir Richard went out and he hosted events on his private island, inviting prominent businessmen and world leaders to discuss these sustainable solutions. He called it the B Team. He formulated, and it was a global nonprofit that he founded with a group of partners who worked together to deliver a Plan B. So he actually set up a nonprofit, a group of partners to work together on Plan B for businesses, and he defines that as a new way of doing business that prioritizes people and the planet alongside profit. So where's the priority? This all sounds very much like Manatech today, right? Plan A, watching profits every 3 months, is just not working. That's his whole philosophy. So he's got a concept aimed to bring businesses together in a united effort to achieve greater social responsibility in a better, more sustainable world. These are great quotes from him that you can use and materials that you put together, so you can see that there are a lot of other people in this world, not just Manatech by any means, but there are a lot of them that are working in huge ways to make global differences through sustainable means. And this quote I liked very much: if we could get every single business person in the world, every single entrepreneur, to play their part, we could get on top of most of the world's problems. Isn't that great? Yeah, and in the article, Josephine Gross talked about the whole idea that she visited Necker Island. She went to visit him, and she said, oh, my gosh, the entire experience was very much, very close to being the experience of called the butterfly effect. And, of course, the minute I saw that in the article, I went, that's Andy Andrews. You know, some of you coming for the event this coming weekend here, Andy Andrews is going to be present, and he's the guy that wrote the book on butterfly effect. And it's a theory, the butterfly effect is a theory that a small action in one place can have a ripple effect that creates a dramatic action in another place. I think I mistyped it in there. Dramatic action, right. And so the same thing that for networkers, it's the same thing, that one, as we network with people, we can create dramatic connections later in the process from where we started. So it's just, and that happens all the time. We have butterfly effects all the time when we go out there and we actually find somebody and they turn out to be a massive business builder. That's something that's called a butterfly effect. It's just one small action, and that's why we take the small actions every day. I tell my people every day, I said, you know, if you're not talking to 5-10 new people every day, you're not opening up the possibility for the butterfly effect. You're shutting yourself down. You're creating something that's not going to function for you in the way that you're trying to achieve. So we want to go out there and make a difference and get more context in our lives, because that one event can create a huge butterfly effect. And so she also talked about her own relationship with, the relationship that she had just going to this Necker Island. She developed into a strategic alliance. She got a speaking engagement, which allowed her to meet Jack Canfield, and we know him, Chicken Soup of the Soul. And now she was invited to participate in the international organization called the Transformational Leadership Council. And so, and it just kept leading to more and more things, that just the ripples that took place just on that one trip to Necker Island is just continuing to, you know, really lead, guide, and direct Josephine Gross's, and by the way, she's the editor-in-chief of Networking Times, in her life, making a huge difference. So she just says, you know, for us, that's what we want to look at, the incredible impact it has. Throughout the rest of the article, Richard talked about, or the language, I think he was interviewed through the first third of it, but he talked about all the different things that he's doing from a volunteer basis, implementing charity stuff. He's not truly, it's not something that, like our model, where it comes all off the top, but he's engaged in, and he's infiltrated his entire organizations with charity. and with volunteerism. Every step of the way, each level of each company has it ingrained in them. And this whole Virgin Unite is the one that's implementing that throughout all of them. So it's critically important that everybody, you know, it's starting number one with his leadership team. And so it's a concept of building culture. And he says competitors sometimes look at it as a distraction. And he found that it's the number one thing that causes people to be loyal to the company and connect to the company and connect to their leaders in their company and driving the business to another level. So he says, so his language is, so volunteer. If you're an entrepreneur running a startup or small business, now is the time to get started. When you're forging ties with the community and building a corporate culture that focuses on how your business impacts the planet. Whether you organize your own small event or work on something that's already happening in your community, such efforts will signal to everyone that you're building a company and a commitment for the long term. So great article, great quotes in there. We'd love to see the work that he's doing in establishing a core principle of that social entrepreneurship in his way, in terms of volunteerism, making a difference in the world at the same time as running a business. The second article I want to talk about is the one I really want to focus on, which is the Giving Changes Everything. Sam Kastor, Social Entrepreneurship is Our Future. And it just was a great article. It kind of, you know, for people who don't understand where we came from and where we're going, it's a great article for that as well, because Sam really does a historical look at the company, and he talks about, you know, the founding of the company and what drove him in the first place, and he talks about the orphanage in Romania and how all the children were so sick, and they called Sam and said, do you know of anything that can make a difference? And Sam was going, well, yeah, I mean, why not, you know, I own a company that's developed the most advanced real food product technology in the world today. It will radically impact the quality of life of your children. I'd like to just donate it to you and let you experience the benefits of food-based nutrition. I love some of the quotes in this article, people, are just dynamite. So Sam, of course, through that mechanism, he sent the products over to Romania, and she came back the next year and said, what we have seen has just been overwhelming. Our kids are healthy, and for the first time in over a decade, not one child died in our organization. That's huge. That's a great quote. So these are all in this article. So they talked about how he came from the point of, you know, this first donation to how did you, you know, trigger a transformation to social entrepreneurship. And Sam also highlighted in the article about Forbes magazine identifying us in 2006 as the fifth best small company in America. It's a great quote in there, a great statement for somebody who doesn't know much about Manitech to understand our history. Then he went on and he talked about the FDA, that they created a much more narrow interpretation of what kind of health-related information the food industry could distribute to consumers. So this is our problems around the FDA, the federal and state agency, the Texas AG, right? And when he talked about all of that in 2006, 2007, of course, he gave some great examples in there, not necessarily Manitech, but related. General Mills and Quaker Oats, you know, and all of them being attacked by the FDA. And the same thing happened to Manitech, of course, and it brought our new customer acquisition program to a screeching halt, because the distributor base utilized a lot of this information to build their businesses. And so another one was, within a 6-month period, our little world was completely turned upside down. And one of the quotes in here that I love so much that I want to share with people and utilize is, he said, we had created a unique culture within our business where caring, passionate people wanted their work to count for more than just making money. They wanted to be a part of bringing change into the world, bringing value into people's lives, and it felt like they had lost the ability to do that. And that's exactly how, boy, do you and I, for those of you who went through the Texas AG experience with us, didn't we feel that way? We were on such a drive. We were just expanding and exploding and touching so many people, and all of a sudden it just like was it was like the wind was taken out of our sails. And so that's a great quote as well. But I love the concept that we had created a unique culture within our business where caring, passionate people wanted their work to count for more than just making money. And then he talks about his 2010, when he read the article in the Harvard Business, Can Entrepreneurs Save the World? And that article made a huge difference for Sam, huge, talking about, you know, matching up a for-profit organization with a not-for-profit concept to provide long-term solutions to the world's biggest problems. So he said, and here's another quote from him, he went to the board of directors and said, I think I have a solution for the direction we need to take the company to reestablish ourselves as a world leader, not only in nutritional science and real food technology, but a leader in making a difference in the world. Huge, great quote, right? And the article goes on to go through the four criteria for success on social entrepreneurship: taking on a global problem, creating innovative solution, tapping into the passion of people, and finding a way of incentivizing people willing to champion the cause. And so later on in the article, he says, when I shared that with the board, he said, everybody agreed, and here's another great quote, this could be the transformation that world identify our that would this could be the transformation that would identify our unique position in the marketplace. We never felt a part of the charity model, and we didn't feel a full part of network marketing. We always knew we were just a little bit different, but we love the fit of this new model called social entrepreneurship. So it's great. And he also quoted Harvard Business Review, which is great for your people to see, that social entrepreneurship will become the most powerful, profitable, and purposeful business model in the 21st century, because there's nothing more important today than addressing the world's most pressing challenges. Woo! Love it, love it, love it. Just good stuff, right? This is great. And so as he goes through the article, it talks about the model, donating happens before the profit shows up. So he talked about that. He says, our giving is not tied to our profits because it's our commitment to solving the problem that drives our business, not the ability to make a profit. But of course, profit is a key part of the organization, which is why social entrepreneurship can facilitate sustainable change instead of just temporary change while continuing to expand. So good stuff in there. He talked about what I liked is he kind of talked about the network marketing industry too, and what had happened over the years in the network marketing in the last decade or so. He saw that a lot of new companies became so business opportunity oriented rather than product oriented. In fact, you know, and some of you have heard Sam say this, one major trainer even broadcast that it doesn't matter what your product is. If you'll just become skillful at recruiting, training, and personal development, you can become successful regardless of your product. And, of course, that hit Sam in such a way because he goes, we're all about the product and we're all about making a difference. We're not all about skillful recruiting, all that kind of stuff, because we have a terrific product and we want to go make a difference in people's lives. So, you know, ours isn't about, you know, manipulating people. It's about really making a difference. And so the perception the network marketing industry has gotten over the last decade is really about a kind of a quick financial fix. And in 2011, Inc. magazine, in their cover story on social entrepreneurship, said the model works best, the social entrepreneurship model, works best when your product is the vehicle that triggers social change. Not your recruiting model or your training model or your personal development model. It's your product is the vehicle that triggers social change. That's when the social entrepreneurship model works the best. So that's the transition Manitech made. Coming from what? Taking the good from the network marketing model, in other words, an incentive-built system to drive people, and putting it together with this incredible social entrepreneur model where we're truly focusing on a product to make a huge social change. Instead of becoming, one of the comments he made, what I love too, is he said, you know, our focus isn't on making you the best recruiter in the world, because when you're working in a social entrepreneurship, what your goal is, yes, you want to learn how to recruit, you want to do a good job of catching people's visions, but number one, you need to become better at giving. And that's who we are, better at giving. So, awesome article. And again, giving changes everything. He talked about that. He said how the language changes for everybody. Here's another great quote from Sam. I'm also excited about the fact that the networking distribution model can radically impact social entrepreneur organizations all over the world. This is what I talked about to you guys earlier. The fact that we're not just looking at, you know, what we've done in Manatech and how we've changed and what we're affecting through M5M, but how is it going to impact other industries, other networking companies, other businesses when they understand fully the model that we've developed. He says it's going to, in fact, the model, the networking distribution model can radically impact social entrepreneur organizations all over the world. He said, I read an article recently that said the next goal for social entrepreneurship is to figure out how to include more people globally in championing these causes. Our model provides the first business solution to that challenge because we can seamlessly link people from all over the world who are interested in doing what we do. Huge. So just, again, what we can impact and the difference that we're going to make through our model is terrific. And let me close his article out with what he closed the article out. And I'm just going to read it. It was his last... you know, comment in the article goes like this. The social entrepreneurship combined with network marketing gives an ordinary person in the world the opportunity of being part of an extraordinary transformational program. The thing I love about social entrepreneurship is that while wealth is not the goal of the mission, it is the byproduct of succeeding in the mission. In other words, we're all for people making money. It takes profitability to create sustainable change. Everybody wants to make a living by doing something significant, and that's the opportunity our champions have. I believe that impacting 5 million children is just a starting point. When this catches on, we're going to help revolutionize the way the world solves problems. Whew. Okay, people, that just took my breath away. All right, that's the article. Can you afford to miss this article? I don't think so. I think it's something you want to get in everybody's hands in your organization. I know that they're planning on being at the event this weekend. Isn't that incredible? Network Marketing Times, and they're going to be selling that edition of Network Marketing Times and probably have Sam's article separate as well, maybe even laminated or separate printout on it because it's so significant. So, do you guys feel what I feel from this article? What's the reaction from the crowd here on today's call? Were some of those quotes meaningful?
We have a new Manatech that is superior to anybody else.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Evangeline. Right. Yeah. And can you see how you can take some of those quotes? I'm already working with Lydia, and of course I first wanted to train you guys about the article, and now I'm working with Lydia on taking quotes out of that and putting it on almost all the material, whatever the material is, even the skincare, to talk about, do they understand the significance of what you're getting involved with here? Do you get it? How significant this is in terms of being a part of a company that is just, you know, dead on breaking through on a new business model that maybe it won't look the same or be, it's not, you know, it's never going to be the same because it's not the same product, but people are going to look at this and go, how can we incorporate something like this to create a difference in this world? Because if they don't, what do we know that Harvard Business Review said? Companies will be deemed to be guilty of malpractice, corporate malfeasance, if they fail to take on. Yes.
I apologize for interrupting you. If we're not going to the event this weekend, where can we get a hold of this Giving Changes Everything article?
I think the best bet is you can contact Upline if they want to forward it to you. If you have somebody in your group that subscribes to Network Marketing Times, that's another way. The other thing you can do is you can go just type in Google Network Marketing Times and order that specific, you know, if you don't want to subscribe to the year, to the entire year, just order that one you know, that monthly, or should I say bi-monthly, it's November-December edition. Order that one edition, November-December edition 2013. But you could also see if somebody's coming from your organization that's coming to the event who might be purchasing some, and they could bring some back for you as well. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet.
Mary Jo, yeah. This is Mary in Phoenix. I'm very excited, looking forward to getting my copy, which I haven't gotten yet. But one way that I think we can also use these is to post some of these quotes that you have given us in our training today on our Facebook page,
right,
as well as our Facebook profile. So these are just absolutely excellent quotes and just get people thinking differently and help them to realize that my business is different than what other people are doing. So excellent. Thank you so much for sharing this article this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And great idea. You guys all, if you signed up for Social 5, you all have your business Facebook page. Perfect idea to take some of these quotes and put them out there. Now, again, don't post five at one time. Put one in today, maybe a week from now. You know, some of you still, like me, we're green, we're novices. We're novices at Facebook yet, but I you know, I keep training and teaching people, and even use Sarah Robbins' teachings to help train my people as well, because she's such a master at it. So anyway, but it's important that we learn how to use social media for sure. It's not going away. It's here to stay, and it's only going to get more and more involved. Yeah, so, business Facebook page is a great idea for these quotes. Yeah, they're so significant. Anyone else? Any ideas of how you also, I mean, you know, starting off new prospects, too. What, you know, the other day, this is so cute. You guys are going to love this. So Lydia gives me this article on Friday morning. I have a meeting with a prospect at 11 o'clock Friday morning. So I got this article in my little black binder, and I have my information. So I go over and meet with this man, nice guy. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, you know what? I said, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to apologize in advance. And he goes, what for, Mary Jo? And I go, well, you know, I have never given anything to anyone that I haven't read myself. But this article just came out, and I said, I'm going to just hand it to you because you seem so interested. You love the idea M5M. I want you to understand the history of this company and who's behind it. So just take this article, and I'm just going to – I'm telling you, I'm trusting because I know this man like the back of my hand, Sam Caster. I'm just trusting that every bit of this is going to be – something valuable and touch your heart. So here you go. It gives you a little history. And I gave it to Brandon. Now, that is hilarious. Now, of course, I've read it since a number of times to prepare for the call today. But would you necessarily give this to prospects? No. This isn't something that you would, on the average, just hand to a prospect. If people exhibit an intrigue of the history of the company, what they've gone through, how Manatech, if you want to talk about the transformation, rather than you get involved in all of it, you go, you know, I have this stupendous article that's really about our company, but I wouldn't hand it to somebody without taking your highlighter and going through and highlighting some of the quotes I just read to you, because you want to specifically aim the direction of their thought process, what they're looking at, in that direction. You want to make sure they pick up on the things that are most important. They might think other things are more important, but I'm going to suggest though some that, you know, and you might too. I'm not the one that has the market on knowing what's most important for people, but some of the quotes I read were just so incredibly powerful, and they're just, I just, you know, and I went scoured through it to determine that. But do it yourself, and then, but definitely don't just hand them an article without highlights on it, okay? Guarantee me that. But it can be used in prospecting effectively, but make sure it's the right person. Probably your average promoter out there who just wants to be a part of Manatech because it's all about having a lot of fun and making a difference, changing the world, and being around lots of people. They probably aren't going to spend a lot of time reading a 10-page article, although it reads a lot quicker than that because they're small pages. But it's an awesome, awesome article. And we can only be so honored to have Sam Caster with a, you know, that kind of support and that kind of, you know, acknowledgement in Network Marketing Times. This is awesome. So, yoo-hoo, kudos to him. So you can send him kudos today if you'd like as well. Anyone else? Any other questions or issues around? Yeah. Anything else I can answer for you? There's so much good stuff out there. And don't forget, next week we'll have a call, and our call will probably be a wrap-up of the event that occurred this coming weekend. And we'll also talk about, hopefully, we will get the rules on the new skincare incentive. I've had Lydia look every day to see if they're posted. They're not out yet, and I suspect it's because it's about selling the skincare. So I am going to get you those incentive rules starting hopefully Monday morning so you can have that as well. We'll do a combination talk about wrap-up of the convention as well as the new skincare incentive. Okay, everybody?
Go on your personal page too?
Yeah, you could post on your personal page. Remember what I did a training and working with Sarah Robbins trainings on you know, how to best maximize your results in your Facebook experience. And Sarah Robbins is adamant that she makes 3 business posts a week on her personal page. She has no problem doing that. She says she's been doing it since day one. She says don't abuse it, but 1, 2, or 3 a week is not going to just be overwhelming. And don't talk about join us, sign up, but just a commentary. Like you could make a commentary today and you go, wow, the company I work with just was featured in Networking Times and Sam Castor, and here's one of his quotes. I just thought you guys might want to hear or something. Just touching your lives, just a way to, you know what I mean? Just put that in and people go, oh, what company do you work with? The minute they ask you what company you work with, you take the conversation into instant messaging. Take it offline. Don't leave it on your news page, right? That's what, because keep it personal. But you can drop some things on your personal page, but the minute somebody responds, take it into instant messaging. Okie doke? Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, everybody. Love you. Have a great week. For those of you coming in town, I can't wait to see you all. We're going to have an incredible time here at the event, and we'll do a great wrap-up on it next Monday, as well as with the skincare incentive. And in the meantime, get your pre-orders in. I know they just blew them off the shelf on Friday. I was talking to Alice. It was like he was watching like what happens in the New York Times Square, you know, the countdown. And so that's kind of cool. Just a lot of people pre-ordering, and I'm anxious to help people everywhere with this terrific skincare product. But we're also excited about Andy Andrews, all the other great things going on. It's not just about skincare by any means. Over the event, we're going to have a lot of great things happening, and I can't wait to wrap that up for everyone who's not going to be there. All right, everybody, have a great week. Let's make it happen. Second week of a business period. Let's go out there and make a difference in people's lives. And don't forget, you can still get tons of pre-orders from people. The excitement is only getting closer. When you talk to people this week, it's about the brand new skincare. L'Oreal calls it the technology, the holy grail of anti-aging. I mean, you know, it comes out on Friday. Are you interested in getting one to try it, you know, and just see how it works for you? Here's some pictures of some people, whatever. And use that. It comes out Friday. You still have all the excitement around it coming out in only a few days now. So tap into that excitement. Okay, everybody, love you all.